journalists often like to get the public's opinion on stories, you know, the voice of people on the street, or as we call it, vox pop. And here's an example of it that no one expected to blow up the way it did. A BBC journalist was working on a story about the British anti-immigrant party, known by its acronym UKIP. In his TV segment, reporter Giles Dillnut asked people on the street for their opinions of UKIP leader Nigel Farage. Someone at UKIP saw the report and tweeted that it was biased because Dillnut filmed it outside a mosque where presumably he'd find lots of immigrants opposed to the party. But as Giles Dillnut told me, there's a problem with UKIP's claim.
The problem is it's not only not a mosque, it's a Catholic cathedral, the leading Catholic cathedral in this country.
Whoops.
This is relevant because we're talking about a party that has made quite an insurgency into domestic politics here in the UK. The UK Independence Party would, I think, admit themselves in the 1990s when they started out, were considered a bit of a joke. They are joke no longer, hence the reason we were covering the attitudes to their leader, Nigel Farage. They are creating big waves over here, and they are challenging in parts of the country the major parties, and challenging and winning. They now have two MPs. So they are starting to make a great deal of waves. Nigel Farage is a very charismatic person, and one of the secrets of his success is that he comes across as avuncular, he's funny, and he's a great populist. Now, London is not a stronghold for UKIP. It is really the east coast of our country where UKIP does very, very well. So I was prepared when it was broadcast for some people to question why we had done it in London, not why we had done it outside a London mosque. I responded on Twitter that they had made a mistake and they might be a bit embarrassed about it. They rather compounded it by demanding pictorial confirmation of where I was, at which point I sent them a link to the Catholic cathedral, Westminster Cathedral. It's in a Byzantine style. It does have a domed tower, the Campanile Tower, and it does have a dome over the door, but it is very definitely not a mosque.
But even politicians make mistakes, right? So
well,
is it
we should
possible?
Be clear.
We're not talking Westminster Abbey, the famous tourist attraction. It's a lesser known building.
We are not talking Westminster Abbey, but I'm afraid it's not that lesser known. It is a leading landmark of London. We should point out, however, the person who made this mistake is not at the party's central press office. This was a volunteer operating a Twitter account in a small part of the country that UKIP has a base in. And when I contacted the party, it's fair to say there were some red faces about it.
So this hashtag campaign that took off, this is not a mosque.
This is not a mosque. Well, I can tell you how that started. An actor and left-wing activist, no friend to UKIP, decided that he would play around with this idea and start a hashtag to see if it would pick up called This Is Not a Mosque. Well, it picked up all right.
Big time.
It's been everywhere. And there are some fairly choice examples. I mean, it started off
What are your favourites?
My favourite of all, I have to say, is the supermodel Kate Moss with Moss K. This is not a mosque. I mean, eventually these things get put to bed, but I could not have believed when I set out to do this vox pop on Nigel Farage that I would be talking to an American audience about a complaint made about it.
Well, we here in the U.S. will probably see, I certainly do, echoes of Sarah Palin seeing Russia from the shores of Alaska in this statement about this cathedral being a mosque. What the heck is going on in British politics right now?
Let's just say there is not so much comparison because Sarah Palin, that quote was attributed to her. This is not attributed to Nigel Farage or any of the leadership of UKIP. This was a volunteer. But what's going on in British politics is there is a serious battle for who gets the vote. And one thing that we can be certain about, the British general election of 2015 will be the most extraordinary we have seen for a very long time.
Why?
We are looking at a fragmentation of old certainties here. The two-party system of Labour and Conservative with a slight insurgency of the Liberal Democrats is over, and many people think permanently. I think it will get quite messy. It may even get a bit unpleasant. But everything we have seen before in domestic British politics in the run-up to an election is out the window. The rule book is out of the window. And on top of this, social media and the internet is going to play a huge role in that. We've heard this before in elections. We've looked at it over here at US elections saying, oh, the role the internet played. And it's never still been the center stage. I think we're going to see that change. And this one could be one of them.
My colleague at the BBC, Giles Dilnot, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Marco.
We've posted some of the Twitter responses to the UKIP's mosque blunder, including some priceless images that are definitely not of mosques. I'm looking at you, Kate Moss, not a mosque. That's all at PRI.org.